Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Now, I know I talked a lot of garbage before. I said that, yo, I'm coming back. I'm doing podcasts. I'm doing videography. I'm vlogging and X, Y, and Z. And you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, Cass. And then, yo, happy. I got emails and messages. Then all of a sudden, a month later, nothing. But let me explain what's been happening. And I know it's not an excuse because I know your content hogs. You want more and more content, you know. But just that, damn, Cash, you stopped your, you know, you stopped Instagram, you stopped Facebooking, you know, you ain't dropping another podcast, you know. What's going on? You know, it's like you disappear. What's going on? You know. Some of y'all are even deep in my life where you're like, look at my wife. And y'all were like, yo, we see her page. She's traveling. She's in Costa Rica. She's doing cruises. She with her girls at lunches and stuff like that. And you're thinking like, damn, one, either Cass is just like not doing what he need to do, or two, he about to get a divorce from his wife because she's out there living his life and he not saying nothing. You know, people, yeah, be on that Facebook stalking. Should I do it too sometimes? You know, I'm like, oh, why this person posting but their wife isn't, or why this person posting their husband isn't, or they are a cryptic message or something. So one, I want to assure you, okay, because then also y'all was like, and I got the message, don't I heard y'all, oh, divorce not an option stopped. Couple of critics stopped. Oh, we was on a couple of critics page and we saw your wife posting and we saw nothing from you. So automatically people thought that, oh, Cass and his wife got problems. Or, oh man, you know, and you know, y'all even was kind of like questioning, like, oh, we saw an anniversary post from you and her, but you know. You know, I think everybody's an internet investigator looking deep at things. So I want to do one thing. Nothing going on with me and my wife. We are better than ever. No problems, no issues. And I'm not one of those people to try to say it. Then all of a sudden, a week too later, you hear some craziness. No, we are good. But let me tell you what's been happening. Why my absence has been happening for the last month. A lot of new business has come about. You know, one, we got a new office downtown. So I was focused on getting our office together. Now, if you were in Orlando and you knew me or follow me on, you know, we had a huge building, a whole facility. We had podcast room, videography room, an editing room, a studio. I mean, you know, we had it. I had my office. It was a big building. And, we had all our stuff in there. People used to come in and do their podcast with us and stuff like that. And, you know, it was great. But then after a while, after COVID hit, you heard the story before COVID hit, they started going down. Everybody started doing stuff online. So pretty much we had a whole building just sitting there, right? So, and then another thing was, it was paid for services. So people come in and paying us and things like that. And I was acting like a bill collector and a month for people, et cetera, et cetera. So I told myself the next time I get an office, it's not going to be about outside services coming in. It's going to be about my companies, my brands, and that's it. It's going to be a media hub for my company. It's going to be our corporate office. It's not going to be a for service where people come and do shows and none of that stuff. Nah. So what happened was years ago, we had this, our first office was in downtown Orlando, and it was this crappy building. This guy was like the freaking slumlord. Like, the place was horrible. I mean, the rent was cheap as hell, but it was horrible. There was no security, so like homeless people, when it was cold outside, used to come into the building, defecate on the floor. The bathroom was horrible. It was just horrible. So it was just a horrible situation, but we were there for a few years and we rocked with it, but it was horrible. That's where we started. And that's when we left, moved to the bigger place, success, you know the story. So recently a lot of people have been contacting me, Cass, hey, when you gonna get back to the business? When you gonna get real back into this media deep? We see you doing a podcast, but when you really gonna get back to shit? You know what I'm saying? Like you did before. So I'm downtown one day and I see the building we were in, and I saw that they were, well, a few times I passed by the building and I saw they were doing renovations. So I always loved the location. I love being downtown in Orlando, even though our other building was downtown, but it was more in the residential downtown, more where I live and stuff like that. But this was downtown, downtown. I really did love the location. Parking wasn't the best in the world, but at the end of the day, it was a great location and we got a lot of shit done there. So I said, let me call the number. Maybe he's a new owner. So I called the number and the lady was like, oh, well, yeah, I was like, does the guy still owe it? Because we had a lot of problems with this guy. Like, literally, we moved out and this dude sued us. I mean, he lost, but it was crazy. He said we owed him, us money. Like, we were late for 2 years and it was crazy. So what happened was, she said, yeah, he still owns. I was like, all right, well, you know what? Fine, cool. Thank you. No problem. She's like, well, let me tell you what happened. His sister took over. He's actually in guy had dementia. He was old. He was a clutter in his house. I mean, it was crazy. So everything changed. The whole system changed. The sister took over. They renovated it, stuff like that. So, within the building, they got security now. They got cameras now. They got like a padlock. You got to get in with special code. The rooms have been renovated. I mean, beautiful now. Beautiful now. Bathrooms are beautiful. Everything was beautiful. And then, talked to the lady. They were just rented it out. And this one room, I liked the space. It was great for what I was trying to do. I didn't want four rooms again. I didn't want all that again because we're not doing the service for us. So I wanted to create a media hub, a corporate office for us, for the Culture Radio, for all my podcasts, my web, all that stuff. So after negotiations, all that stuff, boom, it was good. We got the room. So the last few weeks, I've been in there renovating, having to get electric done, buying what needs to be bought. And, we had the other buildings. There was a lot of things we had. So I wanted to build our personal studio, our personal podcast area, things like that. So, I wanted a media hub, got TVs that are in there that are just advertising the companies and a place to meet. It's just really, really swagged out, really, really nice. So I've been doing that. Also, getting back in the music game heavy, got investors, new team. A lot has been going on. So, and it's not like I haven't been new to podcasts, but because I've done some podcasts, some pre-recorded podcasts and stuff like that, but I didn't put none out because I wanted my podcast to be relevant. So I did podcasts on stuff that was going on at the time, but I never put it out. So now it's old news. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me not put these podcasts out. Let me get this straightened out. Let me get the companies right, everything right. My wife is going through something medical wise. She'll be okay. Something women go through. Not going to get into it. I'm going to let her get into it on her podcast. But, she's going through that as well. So it was a lot going on, but a lot of great things. One thing I always say, and I think on this podcast, I've always told you, never be afraid to stop what you're doing, reevaluate to move forward. I wanted to be in the right head space for my companies because now getting back into the music, getting back into this entertainment business, getting back into the heavier podcasts and the vlogging, things like that. I wanted to be in the right head space, because I'm home a lot. One of the things I enjoy mostly every night is hanging out on my patio, watching music video on Light that I have a subscription to, unlimited videos, and smoke a cigar and chill, besides my work and all that stuff. So I needed to get back in the right headspace. So being in the office, working on things, working on deals, signing new artists, connecting with a lot of old connections and things like that. Because as soon as people heard I was getting back in the entertainment business and forming an entertainment company again, as far as like music, publishing, marketing, things like that, I'm getting calls, Cash, you're getting back in the business to do this. So a lot of things were going on that I needed to put my total attention to. So and then other things going, I'm a corporate America six-figure guy. So some, this is the time of the year that a lot of stuff is going on. So a lot of stuff has been going on this last month that I really had to put all to. And on top of that, I had to be Bob the Builder. I'm in there, we're working, we're getting stuff together, getting lighting together, fixing things. I mean, getting it right. So it was very important for me to focus on that because I don't want to half-ass things for y'all, so many things has come up, I can't say names right now, but somebody saw my book and they want me to jump on a tour with them to promote it. It's just so many things that have come up that is just crazy right now. And for those that have followed me, you know that this is a big 360 from, 180, because 360 is coming back. But it's a big 180 to be where I'm at right now. Then also, it was a little bit of a flash from the past to be back in the original building that we virtually started in when we first started to get an office. We're right back in the same place. So it was really, really kind of like trippy, to be back where we were before. Sometimes to move forward, people always say never go back, but sometimes it's not going back. It's, to me, God is resetting things with all the current knowledge I have and all the things that I've learned in these last 14 years, because that's how long we were, like 12, 13, 14 years ago we were there. So to be back there is kind of like, wow, so many great things happened there, so many ideas. I mean, literally the Culture Radio idea started there. Venom first started talking about the Culture Radio online radio station there. RSVP Talk, one of the shows that me and Miss O did, for many years, started there. So at the end of the day, it was just one of those flash from the past, things come in full circle. So it's been a wild ride this last month and a half. So I want to assure you that, like, okay, I'm back and I need to do a podcast. Now, it's a Saturday night and I'm not even in the office right now. I'm back on my patio, right? We just literally today finished renovations. We finished everything. So we're up and running, right? But I wanted to come back to the patio. I wanted to sit down. I wanted to connect with my fans because y'all still have me on the top list of different lists. I'm still up there in the top 20, the top 10s. So that means y'all still listen to me. Y'all still listen to old shows. So I wanted to do this one. I'm not even going to talk about a topic. I wanted to do this to let you know where I'm at and what's going on. Now, if you want to know all my ventures, go to societyentertainment.com. I've changed the concept of our company, developed it, culture, lifestyle, and influence. That's the basis. And all my companies is under those ideas. But go to societyentertainment.com and you'll see what I'm talking about. We got some investors. We got some major connections. We got some situations going on. We got some deals about to be signed. I am truly blessed right now. And don't get me wrong, this isn't an overnight success story, because you've been rocking with me these last 3-4 years of Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. You know what I've been through. You know the struggle I went through. You know I went to the top of the mountain and fell to the bottom of the gutter and had to work my way back up. You know the problems we had, the ups and downs I've had. So at the end of the day, y'all been with me on this journey and y'all supported me and y'all rocked with me through all of it, still putting me on those lists, keeping me relevant at times when I wasn't even feeling like I needed to be relevant. Times that I've taken months off, literally months off of doing a podcast, yet still supporting me. Hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, hit me up on, you know what I'm saying, personally, if you, you know, people that know me personally. And I appreciate you 100% for that. And I am grateful and thankful for y'all, because y'all are the ones that got me out the dark place. You're the ones that listened to me. You're the ones that gave me inspiration and gave me the focus to keep going. So I want to thank y'all so much for it. And a lot of great things are going on right now. Things that I never thought were possible. Now, I've done a lot of great things in my career, you know, from my personal careers, from my 9-to-5s, from that career to my entrepreneur stuff. I've done a lot of great things, but this last year has been phenomenal. God has put new people in my life that actually have pushed me and showed me what I need to do and what I'm here meant to do. It's just been a phenomenal experience, and I appreciate you. Now, of course, there's ups and downs in anything in life, so I'm not saying, oh, everything's been, you know, cherries and rainbows and roses. No, you know, we've had some struggles, we've had some setbacks personally, business wise, but it is all making sense now. It was worth it. Sometimes you got to step back a little, relax and chill, and let the blessings come to you. Because when you force it, when you push too much, it's crazy. You know, I mean, one of the things I was battling was trying to go from a production building to a corporate media hub. And that's hard because I'm thinking, oh, well, people are going to like this and like that. I'm a swagged out person. So that was a battle of like, what is needed? You know what I'm saying? What do you need? Because it's a downgrade. We don't have a building anymore. We have an office. We have a nice office, nice size. We got full studio, full pot. I mean, but it's nice size, but it's not what the building was. You know what I'm saying? And I had to overcome the idea, like, am I going back? Is this not good? But then I realized it is good because it's moving forward. I mean, the thing is, when you get to a financial situation with your companies that you don't have to, you no longer have to rely on another, on income coming in a certain way, where your company and your building and your corporate is sustainable monetary wise without doing in-house services, or not, I'm not going out there chasing people to record podcasts with me or video with me or use my studio or whatever. I don't have to do that no more. The company, the Culture Radio, is making revenue enough where by itself, it supports everything, you know, book sales, you know, monetizing the podcast. I mean, there's so many things that now are on autopilot. I don't even have to worry about rent no more. I don't have to worry about, I have to chase people for money or chase shows and stuff. I can go to my office now and work on my projects, and it won't be disturbed by, oh, there's a session happening at 2, or I gotta be in the studio, in the building, you know, 4 days a week doing all these shit. I don't gotta do that no more. And that is just how beautiful the progression of business has happened for me, where now shit's on autopilot, money's good, life is good. I could work on projects and things and focus on them. And I needed to take this month to get all my ducks in a row, get my paperwork right, get my business right, get investments right, get, you know what I'm saying, people that want to invest in opportunities, how to align them. So that's what I've been doing this month. And I know you say, man, Cass, you say all the time, I'ma do this, I'ma take it to, I know, and I appreciate y'all being patient with me, you know, because just like y'all, I'm a work in progress as well. You know, one day, you know, you have a plan, but God changes that plan. And I think that's what, maybe I'll get into a little topic that I've been seeing lately, right? So, of course, I haven't done a lot of social media like I was before, but I've been seeing the topic of Black men choosing not to date or get married. And a lot of Black men say they're lonely. But then on the contrast, you have black women saying there are no good black men out there. But then you have a lot of these men out here that have 4, 5, 6 baby mamas. So then you start to think, what's going on right now? And we're not talking about these black men that are like bums. We talk about middle class black men, educated men that are not dating and are lonely. But then you have majority of black women talking about there are no good men out there. Now, I want to talk about two things. One, and this is where I am right now in my life, right? Now, even though I'm married, even though, you know, I'm happily married and kids and all that, I had to get to a point where I choose myself and did things that was beneficial for me. Meaning, I had to create my own path without consulting or worrying about my wife and my family. Now, of course, I consider the situation, being I'm married, I have kids, where what I'm doing is not messing up me being the man and being there for my kids. So at the end of the day, that's always something to consider. But I had to decide what was good for me as a man. And as a man, you always have to build yourself up, build up your value, build up your worth, because that's what a man has to do, is about you building your worth. See, I think I've said this in a lot of podcasts before. Women are born with worth. Just because they can have kids, they are born with worth. The ugliest, from the ugliest woman to the dumbest woman to the fattest to the animal, it doesn't matter. A woman is born with worth because she has a womb. A man, on the other hand, we have to build our worth. And the thing is, we build our worth not with the idea that I'm doing it for a particular woman, but I know that as a man, if I build my worth, opportunities for me, yet, which includes a good woman and good marriage and support and good, you know, but in general, I have to just focus on being a better man, because being a better man benefits everybody around me. So when I focus on me and being better for me, then opportunities open and life is better. And right now, black men are choosing that because marriage is all messed up. Thank God, me and my wife, we celebrated 22 years together. We've been married 19 years. We have our 19 year anniversary come, you know, next month. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to get a good one. So thank you, God. But right now, with the idea of what dating is, the idea is that now a black man can't do nothing right, but they're supposed to give everything but get nothing back. Then when you look at divorce rates, 50% plus of marriages end in divorce. And then in divorces, we lose everything. Child support, spousal support, half your pension, you know what I'm saying? You lose your house, your car. I mean, there is no benefit right now for men to get married. So the only thing we can do is be a better man for us, get our money up, get our mental health right. Now, I'm not saying there aren't good women out there. There are good women out there. But the problem is that the good women right now are not looking for the good man. They're looking for the 20% of the men. For some reason, women like the players. They complain about them, but that's who they having their babies with. Every time I see a woman that looks really good, has a kid, her baby daddy is always an asshole. Every time I see a woman that's successful in life, her baby daddy's an asshole. Like, literally. Because these women, they say that 80% of the women go after 20% of the men. Like, all the women go after 20% of the men. Those like the Nick Cannons, the Futures and the Michael Vicks and people like that. They go after those guys. Women like the flashy guys, the asshole guys. That's what they like. That's what they go for. And at the end of the day, the good guy that she could meet at Walmart, the good guy that she could meet at Target, the good guy she could meet at a brunch, you know, not the girls' brunch, but just a regular brunch, you know, things like that. They don't like those guys. But then when they get the guy, those 20% of those guys, and they have a baby for them, they complain there's no good guys. Now, we could go through historically why women are here. And, you know, black men, we do have some blame, government, society, ideas. Yeah, that's fine. But at the end of the day, black men are choosing their sanity over bullshit. We're not out here to get married. And you should not be out here to get married just to get married. Because at the end of the day, if you did so much to be a good man and you don't find a woman that's going to support that and see that and value that, then keep improving yourself, because one day that good woman will come. But see, black men are not making the hasty. See, back in days, we could find a woman and even help build her. You know, maybe she's not the best cook, maybe whatever. But you know what? They had the willingness to be a good wife. They loved you. They weren't looking for a paycheck. You know, they weren't looking for, oh, he got to pay all the bills and things like that. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, what black men have become is just a check to black women. Oh, he got to pay my bills. He got to do my hair. And then it's also expected for us to take care of the children they had with other men. So black men are at a point right now where we're just doing us. We're focused on ourselves. We're focused on our bodies. We're focused on mental health. We're just doing us right now. And that's a good place to be in. And as a black man, I always advocate to get your mental health straight. And being by yourself and focus on being a better man, you're definitely going to have your mental health straight. Because we're in a society that everything, we're told every day that we're not good enough. We're told that our value is in how much we could take care of this woman. Not taking care of her as a husband or man and lesser, but financially. If we could take her to fancy restaurants, pay her bills, pay her hair. Because at the end of the day, a good woman is not going to ask what you could do for her. Once a woman starts asking you to pay bills or rent and take care of her, she is not a good woman. And black women are, and black men are realizing that right now. But like I said, I reiterate, I don't think all black women are bad. So don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating for passport bros or to say, get yourself a white girl. No, I love black women. I think black women are beautiful. I married a black woman. My daughter's a black woman. My mother, my sister. I love black women. But at the end of the day, black culture in dating has no benefit for the black man. So it is okay for you to focus on yourself. Like with my business ventures, even though I have business with my wife, and my wife is my best friend. But see, what she needs is a man that's able to handle his business. I need to set the vision. I need to be the leader. See, because a woman chooses to follow. So just do you and be a better man. A good woman will follow. Because if a woman says, oh, I don't like your plan, or we should do it like this, then be by yourself. Because a good woman's going to say, my man, tell me where you think we need to go. I see you handling business. I see you have a vision. I love that vision. Now, my wife is a very independent black woman. My wife has a master's degree. She makes six figures on her job. My wife is a boss. My wife will go to a restaurant and she's buying the fancy food and drinks. You know, I'm a cheapo, but my wife is out there buying the most expensive drink just to try it. She's trying new foods at new restaurants and you know what I'm saying, taking trips. You know what I'm saying? She just got back from Costa Rica with her friends. She a boss too. She just got back from Michigan on a business trip. So at the end of the day, I'm not with some, oh, you know, whatever you want, baby, type woman. No, I'm with an independent, strong woman that's my equal on all levels. But she does submit and look at me for leadership. She's still a mother to our children. Women are the greatest gift a man can have, but a good woman. So it's okay to take your time to find that good woman, because the thing is, they're out there. They're just not the ones on social media. They're not the ones that are being your own. They're not OnlyFans. But they're out there. But you got to be patient. And you got to get yourself ready for that woman when you meet her. I think a lot of times men will get the bad chick. She looks good. And the lust will only be the thing they're thinking about. Just like on the other end, a woman looks at a guy. Oh, he got money. He got swag. He look good. I want to marry him. And now you with a person that is not good for you, but you just went for all this artificial stuff. So it's okay, black man, right now to focus on you. Date. Have a good time. Now, I'm not saying be a player. I'm not saying be out here having sex with a whole bunch of women and using them. No. But it's okay to date. It's okay to have a good time. It's okay to focus on you. Hit the gym. Eat right. You know what I'm saying? Invest in your sports teams. Invest in a hobby. Move more corporate America. Get your entrepreneurship on. This is the time right now, black men, for this. Because black women don't appreciate that type of man. And that's fine. That's society thing. But there are good women out there. And you will find that good woman. But you're not going to find her by looking. You're going to find her by doing you. Being a better man. I'm married and I realized that to be the best man for my kids and for my wife, I had to be a man with a plan and be a leader and make shit happen. Because she'll follow. She'll see that that man is doing good. That man has a plan. That man has a vision. And that's what you have to do right now. I'm speaking to all my black men directly. Don't worry about these women out here. Because a lot of them on Instagram, a lot of the ones, they know good. And now, I'm not saying women, black women inherently bad or nothing, but we got generational curses. We got fathers not in the home. There's a lot of reasons why women are where they're at right now. And some of it has to do with us. But you know how we overcome that? By being better men. Right now, men, black men, we focusing on us. That's what you need to do. Focus on you. Be a better man because you will attract that girl, that woman. Let me say that, a woman. That will see the man you are, the work you put in, and say, damn, I need that type of man on my team. I need that man to lead me. And that's what you're supposed to do. And I'm so happy to see black men doing that. I'm so happy to see black men really invested in themselves, not chasing the coochie all day long. They got respect for themselves. They know they are high value. So they know their worth. Not that they're better than anybody. Not that they're, you know, their ego so big that they think, oh, I can do whatever, but she don't. No. Men that understand, have confidence in themselves. Don't let them tell you, oh, you're narcissist if you don't do this or you're not a man. You know what? That's not the equivalent of a man. If you're on the internet and you are looking at what women are saying about what it is to be a man, turn your internet off, change your algorithm, do something, because at the end of the day, that is not what it is. And if you try to be that man or try to be a simp man and things like that, you're not going to get anything. Being a great man is being the best version of yourself and working on that, adding value to yourself, getting your money up, not your money up so you can pay for hair and nails and babysitters and shit. No, get your worth up so you could afford a life that is equal to the hard work you put in. And when you meet that woman and have kids, they're good. You know, everything I talked about this month that I was doing was me doing it. Was me having the idea of the corporate office and the hub and the media hub and doing these deals. It was me. I'm out there talking. I'm out there grinding. I'm out there making it happen for me, because I know the best. If I'm the best version of me, That is better for my wife, for my kids, for people around me, my friends. So it may sound selfish because a lot of people say, oh, no, I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for, but until you being your best version is doing it for everybody around you. So be the best version of yourself. And I'm glad statistically there's so many men that are out here, middle class, being the best version for themselves. Because the women are out there. They are out there. And the more circles you get into that is outside the ghetto-ness, you know what I'm saying? You get into networking, you get into going to different places, you get into, you know, different traveling, you get into different circles of people. You will meet that woman that will see you for the king you are. But don't look for the woman on the dating apps or Instagram or Facebook, all that stuff, because at the end of the day, that's their truth. A woman that's on social media all the time talking about relationships or showing her body and stuff, internet is her God. And she's going to be influenced by whatever is on those screens. And most of the time, 95% of the time, what's on those screens, isn't anything positive about a black man. You know, my wife is on the net. She's doing her reviews for a couple of critics, which, you know, is our brand. You know, she's on there showing, you know, pictures of her trips and stuff, but you don't see half naked pictures. You don't see the Dominus walking around selfies, or you don't see the, oh, I'm bashing this person, subliminal message. Nah. Social media is cool. You know what I'm saying? If you have a brand, you're pushing it. That's what it's for. Push your brands, all that. But just random selfies and this is what I'm eating every day, because everybody think they're a celebrity. You know, they getting 2 likes, but they act like they got following of people. Nobody give a fuck about what you eat unless you are a celebrity and there's something significant about it. Nobody gives a flying rat's ass what you had at dinner. Nobody gets a flying rat ass about you taking this the posing selfie in the gym, you know, showing your ass and your titties. Nobody cares about that. See, but that's not the type of woman you want to go for. That's not the type of woman you want to say, yeah, okay, I want to hook up with, because she's shallow. That's all she wants is the showy. But with that said, not all women are like that. There are a lot of good black women out there. You just got to put yourself into positions to meet them. And the way you do that is being a better man. So my black men, this is our time now. This is our time to be great. This is our time to be better. This is our time to assure that in the future, we will get the correct woman that will be our partners in this life together and grind, because it's beautiful. I sleep with my wife every night and it's beautiful. She is my best friend. She is my confidant. She is my counsel. She is my patient. She is my therapist. I am her therapist patient. I mean, she's everything to me. But for me to be good to her, I have to be the best version of myself. So I have to think about me, my businesses, everything being better from my perspective. Because when your woman loves you or she knows she got a good man, she gonna follow. Even when you fall, she's gonna say, baby, I get you failed. And she gonna be the one to dust you off, say, baby, try again. You got this. See, that's what it's about. But until you find that, it's okay to do you. It's okay to get yourself worth up. Get your confidence up. Get your mental health right. And I'm so happy to see that black men are choosing to do better. Because like I said in my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, so many of y'all got that book. I said that we could sit here all day long and point fingers to why there's issues with black women and black men. But you know what the gist of it is, that we have to be better black men for our black women. We have to cure, we have to heal them by being better black men. Now you could say, is why is it our responsibility, Cass? Why I gotta waste my time? Because you know what, as a man, it's our responsibility to care for our queens. And at the end of the day, they're struggling. They're going through a lot. And we have to show them that you don't need to be in the club getting pregnant by the baller. He ain't going to be there for you. We have to show them what real masculinity is, what real love is. Because they don't know. And like I said, there's so many factors. There's factors they're doing. There's factors of the culture. There's factors of what we're doing as black men. But we have to show by example to be the better man and then pick correctly. Meaning you just don't waste your time and seed on women that don't deserve it. Just in the name of she a bad bitch. So please, black men, 2026 is coming. We got 2 more months of this year. Keep focusing on you, King. Keep focusing on improving you as a man. Breed up your value. Don't let nobody tell you. Don't let nobody devalue who you are. Value yourself. Build yourself up. And I'm glad to see black men doing it. Because I'm married 22 years in with this woman. And every day I see her smiling and gloating and just loving me. Not because I'm doing all of this for her. It's because she sees the man I am and how I'm growing and I handle my business. See, men are meant to be broken. Because we are meant to be nothing, trauma, whatever, and we come out of it stronger and better. You know, the old saying goes, like, to make a diamond, it has to be under a lot of pressure. Coal has to be under a lot of pressure. Coal is dirty, dusty, but once it's under a lot of pressure for a long time, it becomes a beautiful diamond. And that's what men are. We are that. When we're born, we're that dusty coal that, you know, you touch it, it's black on your hand and you gotta go wash your hands. That's us. But the pressure of our lives from trauma, issues, learning, being curved, to everything pressures us to the point when we get a certain age, now we're that diamond. But you also understand for women, it's reverse. They're born a diamond. But over time, that diamond converts back to coal. So understand the realities of life. And right now, the reality is, as black men, we need to focus on being better men. Because us being better men is going to heal our black women. All right, guys. Once again, I thank you for rocking with me. I thank you for really, really rocking with me. I appreciate you so much. You have no idea. And I'm dropping podcasts. I'm dropping them. I told you the plan before. The plan is going to be implemented. All right. So at the end of the day, I'm back. I love y'all. I rocks with y'all. I hear y'all. I'm here. And we're about to go on another journey, baby. A journey that's going to be crazy. I'm telling you, this time around is going to be different. You know what I'm saying? Me getting back is entertainment game and you know, touring and the books. And you know, I'm telling you, I'm excited. I am very excited. I'm blessed. I thank y'all for supporting me, rocking with me all these years. And you're not going to be disappointed. I know you're probably going to say, Cash, you done said this before. You done really said this. I know. I know. But you must know that I'm going to do something because you still keep listening. You know what I'm saying? So I rocks with y'all. I fucks with y'all hard. And I love y'all. I really got love for y'all. Now, I ain't no big celebrity. So I'm not trying to say I'm like Chris Brown or some shit like that. Or I'm not at all. But for the few people I got, for the good amount of people I got. I appreciate y'all. You're giving me life when there was no life in me. And I promise you, I'm going to be here to mentor, to counsel y'all, to advise y'all. That when you listen to this podcast, you get nothing but positive, good advice for your life. And I'm going to bring y'all on this journey, my companies and all that. So stay tuned. We got a lot going on. All right, guys. Like I said before, go to societyentertainment.com, spelled out societyentertainment.com. And you can see everything I'm doing, from my businesses to my future businesses and my hotel restaurant chain to my new Society Nerds media company, my product line where I'm partnering with somebody right now to develop new products, all natural products, to the Culture Radio and having 20 plus stations on there. We're growing. To me, resurrecting Society Music Group, an award-winning label deal having, billboard hit having label, bringing it back, dusting it off my musical talents and coming back even bigger, stronger than before. But there's more, and there's also more to come, but you know what? As they say, spoilers, go to the website, societyentertainment.com, and check it out. But if you're also interested in me personally, like, damn, Cass, I want to, you know, if you're new and you don't know, you go to CassanovaWilliams.com and see my webpage. All my podcasts, my books, my product line, everything's on my page. But also Society Entertainment. Because we have this new concept, a company, culture, influence, lifestyle. That's what embodies Society Entertainment. But like I said, you go on the website, check it out yourself. All right, guys, until next time. Nope, I'm not going to say that. All right, guys, I'm coming back real soon. I don't like that, Eddie. That sucks, right? I'm going to stick to, you know what? Until next time, guys. All right. Have a great day or night, whichever one, however you listen to it. All right, guys, next time.